Stephen Payton from Sweet Seas Freeze-Dried Candies are here, or is here. And you brought a lot of different freeze-dried candies. Is it cookies that I see, too?
No.
What is that?
Honey bits.
Honey bits.
Yeah. Bit of honey.
Yeah, bit of honey.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. So, let's get back to, because you were telling us before we went on, that this whole thing started as a joke. So yeah. Let's tell that story first, the origin story of Sweetsies.
July of 23, got let go of my IT job when they were doing lots of layoffs, Google, Amazon, things like that. Mm-hmm. And my wife was a little concerned about it and said, you know, what are we going to do? And as a joke, I just said, we can make freeze-dried candy. And she goes, I went, oh, no.
Now I
you're like,
make
I was kidding.
And now it turned into this. Yeah. I mean, we're in 13 or 15 stores, and my entire Mondays are dedicated to inventory and delivering candy.
Huh.
So.
Wow. So, I mean, did you go individually to each store and go, hey, you should carry these, or were they calling you?
No. Well, we started off we started off, there was the Kids Crafts Dental thing down the road from us at Rockin' Smiles.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pretty much sold out everything we had. We started that out thinking, let's see if it does
anything.
See what happens,
yeah.
So the kids were helping us really early on. They still do now, but now they try and steal off the trays all the time. That's the hardest part, is trying to keep them away from the candies.
So. Yeah.
And you guys started in Sparta.
We did.
And then you've expanded now to stores in Cookeville, a couple of stores in Cookeville now.
Correct. And we're looking for more stores in Cookeville, Kafka, if anyone wants to know.
So what stores are you in?
Oh, in Cookeville, we're at Walls of Books. We started off at Freedom Pond.
Okay.
I was working there, and I sort of hinted at my boss to see if they wanted to put any candy in, and they did. So started off there. We're at Peacock Wine and Spirits. We're at four or five Peacock gas stations, mm-hmm. Spencer, Sparta, Highway 70, Highway 136, Wilmar Market, Hairworks, salon down in Sparta. She's got mm-hmm. lots of consigners, essentially.
Yeah.
I know I'm forgetting people. They're going
to
be mad.
Well, that's. I mean, that's. I mean, to go store to store and be all like, "Hey, you know, try this. Let's put it in your store." That takes.
Oh, bin hopping. They'll be real
bin hopping.
I'm in both bin hoppings.
That takes a lot of effort, man. I mean, that's not and none of these people want to talk about buying anything.
No.
You know? So I mean, it's a tough deal to get in and make that happen.
Oh yeah, you got to throw candy at them.
I see what you did there. So the whole thing started as a joke. You started making this freeze-dried stuff. How do you make freeze? What is that? What does that mean?
So a freeze dryer, long process. freeze dryer with normal food sublimates out the water. So it the freezes the food, puts mm-hmm. it in a vacuum chamber, and then it heats it up. And the water goes from solid to gas state, skips liquid.
Okay.
With candy, it's more, it stretches out the sugar until it crystallizes. So that's why you get that crunch and melt.
Okay.
You get all the space in between. Your saliva can hit it, and it just disintegrates.
Right.
It's a pretty cool process. When I started looking into how it all worked, it was super sciencey, but...
So, I mean, I'm guessing there's special equipment for this?
Freeze dryers. Expensive.
Yeah, well, I imagine so. It's not something that everybody has, and I imagine they're more industrial than anything.
Oh, yeah.
Are they used for? Are they used for anything else?
Freeze drying.
Just freeze drying.
They use them, so like pharmacies can use them to make drugs or oils.
Mm-hmm.
I think they use them to extract oils out of plants.
Okay.
And that's where you get things like... Young's Living or doTERRA, essential oils.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pharmacies can use them for drugs themselves, pull mm-hmm. water out. And then you run into things like the CDC and places like that use them to store bacteria or viruses.
I got you.
It won't kill them. It'll just freeze dry.
Yeah.
So, you know, for commercial use or for people use, it's going to be food or candy or things like that.
When you did, like, your first run, you know, you got your freeze dryer all set up. You're like, all right, man, it's time to it's time to do something, what was the first thing that you did and how did it turn out?
Candy or food? Because we actually got the freeze dryer first for food.
Okay, so let's start with that.
What was your first thing you tried in it?
Now I'm trying to remember. I'll have to ask my father-in-law. He might even know more than I do about what the first thing we tried. I know the first candy was Skittles because my father-in-law had had them somewhere else before and asked, you know, hey, will you try and make some?
Yeah.
Food, I want to say it was, I don't think it was eggs. Man,
freeze-dried eggs.
They just powder, and it's weird. Have you ever seen the instant potatoes?
When
it's like that. They're flaky layers, and you can just do.
So like
and,
the eggs are, and then you just add water back to them, and they're eggs.
Teaspoon or a tablespoon of water and a tablespoon of eggs,
and they just turn right back into eggs.
That's just one egg.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
So and I want to say it's like 100-something eggs in a gallon or. I think it's a gallon.
Huh.
It might be a quart. I think it's
that's
a quart
interesting.
Jar. Yeah. It's a ridiculous amount of eggs.
So
almost
there's
all water.
So there's the eggs thing, and you're like, eggs aren't sexy. Let's do candy?
We made the candy for us first. It was just, I made a larger batch of Skittles and just sort of had them in mason jars, and we'd eat them. The kids would eat them after dinner. And we had friends over at one
point. So do you actually buy Skittles and then put those in
there? Buy, like, the cases. If I could buy them by the pallet, I would, but I don't know anyone who will ship a pallet to me. Cough, cough, distributors, if anyone knows how to get pallets of Skittles and candy, let me know.
Yeah. Golly, man, I don't know. It sounds like a dream, though, pallets of candy.
Yeah, when I was a kid, but now it's hard to eat candy.
So you started off with the Skittles, and that was kind of your thing. Now, we had some of those at the... at the Firefly Festival, Skittles, I think. Wasn't it the Skittles we had, Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of have the consistency of like a malted milk ball. Yeah,
correct.
Those.
Yeah. The little white part inside that's normally the chewy part expands out and you just get that crack in half.
Yeah.
If you crush them first, they look like spider webs, but man, it's a pain to do that.
Why would you crush them first?
When we first started, it was hard to get them to fully pop. We'd get a lot of failures.
Oh, okay.
So we spend days doing R&D on how to get candy to work right.
Mm.
I mean, it's not just throw it in there and it's done. It's, okay, well, that failed.
Right.
How do we have to change that to get it to go better?
Sure. And I imagine it was all a process for every candy. I mean, once you got it down for Skittles and you move on to the next one and the next one, and it was all a process.
Yeah, there's very few where it's you just put it in and go.
Yeah.
You know, temperature settings are different. Time settings are different. It's regular candy, not gummy stuff, is 4 to 6 hours minimum.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm, including Skittles. Gummies are 13 plus. So we run gummy stuff overnight. We're up to 3 machines now. We probably need a 4th.
Really? Yeah. So it's taken off like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you, I mean, I know you said it, you know, you kind of started as a joke, so obviously you had no idea this would be a thing.
No, I did not think I'd be doing candy at 35. I thought I'd still be in IT sitting behind a desk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is this something you see yourself doing for a really, really long time? I mean, do you enjoy it?
Yeah, you know, it's ruined candy for me, man. Like,
because you get so much all the time or see it all the time.
Well,
when
we
you're
get to
just
taste
like,
something off every tray. You got to make sure it works.
Yeah.
So like, by the end of the night, it's like, it's your turn. I can't do it anymore.
I bet.
Go wake up a kid. I can't
That's
eat
how
this
I
stuff.
Was with the ice cream contest after tasting 30.
Yeah.
They were talking about all the different candies that they freeze dry, and it takes longer than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you say?
4 to 6 hours for normal candy and 13 plus for anything gummy.
And then you said that the first thing that you did was a hamburger.
Yep. My mother-in-law texted me. Thanks,
okay.
Cam.
Okay. So a whole hamburger. We're talking everything on it?
Oh, no. Like ground hamburger.
Okay. All
yeah. Right. So cook it in the pan. Anything with fat in it doesn't freeze dry well. So what I tend to do is cook it, drain it, and then rinse it to get the fat off.
Right.
And then freeze dry it.
See, it's a lot of prep just to get things freeze dried.
Regular food, if there's high fat content, it'll just go rancid in the bag. So you actually have to think about what you're doing. Chocolate doesn't freeze dry. So the reason we can do some chocolate things is they have things like caramel in them.
Uh-huh.
The cold brew M&Ms are caramel cold brew M&Ms. The Milk Duds have caramel.
Uh-huh.
So you'll get the chocolate taste, but the chocolate itself doesn't do anything.
Really?
It's too much fat.
Huh. So what's the are Skittles the easiest thing to do, or what's the easiest thing to do, like as far as prep goes?
Oh yeah, Skittles. You just dump them on the tray and then go.
Well, you were talking about the freeze dried bit of honey, and
yep.
I imagine just unwrapping those
very time consuming. Jolly Ranchers, bit of honey.
Yeah, because the paper Airheads. Sticks to it.
Yes,
and that's the worst.
Taffy's the worst for that.
Yeah.
Very, very much so.
I mean, you think about the time it takes. I mean, every time I want a bit of honey, by the time I've got it unwrapped, I'm over it. And so I could imagine how many, like when you do a run of bit of honey, how many do you have to, do you do?
Hundreds.
Phew.
And a lot of these we have to cut because they get way too big.
Okay.
If we put whole Jolly Ranchers in there, they're the size of baseballs.
You are kidding me.
No. That sounds so crazy.
No,
you've done that though, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding?
Of course you have.
Well, that was the first mistake we made.
Oh really?
Oh, it sticks to the roof of the tray underneath. So you
gotta
clean
gosh.
The whole machine after
it. Oh, so you don't do it.
No,
like, for
we don't
fun.
Do it. No.
No,
if
okay.
we do something like that, we gotta put wax paper on top so it doesn't stick.
I got you.
You know what I just thought of? Freeze dried ice cream. Could we do that?
Oh yeah. That's like the astronaut ice cream.
Yeah.
That's freeze dried ice cream. So that's another thing they use it for.
Does it get powdery or no?
Oh, yeah, you can powder it down if you want to.
Okay.
If you want something that tastes like freeze-dried ice cream, the saltwater taffy. The chocolate saltwater taffy tastes like melted chocolate ice cream.
I've never had chocolate saltwater taffy. I didn't know that was an option.
I should have brought that. That's actually really tasty.
Obviously, you've got several different kinds of freeze-dried candy already.
Speaking of bit of honey.
Okay.
Those look so cute and
good.
They're
you don't
like
even have to unwrap them.
Can I open this?
Oh, yeah. Okay. These are for you guys.
Oh.
This looks good.
I didn't know if they were for display purposes
no,
only.
We brought you guys samples.
Oh, he's going to try the bit of honey. That's the one I wanted to try.
Yeah.
And it's probably got a nice little crispy taste.
I love bit of honey, but these you don't even have to unwrap. You can just get
just
right
pop
at,
them in.
You just get right after. Here you go,
yeah,
Shelly.
Let me have it.
Well, one of us has to be able to speak.
Give him a slow crunch in the mic. Oh, yeah.
ASMR. Is that what
that's
it is?
Right.
That's delicious. It tastes like a bit of honey.
It does. And it just sort of melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then
oh
you don't
my
get
goodness,
the,
that's good.
Then you don't get, a lot of this stuff's really good for people who have bad teeth or dentures
mm-hmm.
or things like that because it just doesn't stick to your teeth.
It just melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Really.
There's a
not
few
your hand.
That will, but for the most part, freeze-dried candy just sort of melts.
Hmm.
And then you get the taste. The Jolly Ranchers, the flavoring of the Jolly Ranchers makes it almost tart. Like it hits.
Yeah. Is there a candy that you haven't tried yet that you're thinking on? I mean, are you always thinking of what else, or do you have a good base here and just want to stick with that for a second?
We're always thinking of what else, but the biggest issue lately has just been keeping up with what we have.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in 13, 15 stores, and it's one of those, do we have enough inventory for next week?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, it's every day.
Like, that's a great problem to have, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine sooner or later you'll catch up. I was wondering about for, like, Halloween. Do you do, like, candy corn? Because that might be neat.
We did candy corn last Halloween.
Does it just taste like candy corn? Or
Yeah, some people like original candy corn better. Some people like it crunchy like that.
Yeah.
Some people don't
like candy corn at all.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people who don't like candy corn.
I don't get the candy corn hate. It's just sugar.
Yeah, but it's sugar with a specific taste. And
I can
see why people might. It reminds me more of maple syrup than anything. So if people don't like maple, then they probably don't like that.
Well, I saw on your Facebook page you did some kind of special for Easter. You freeze-dried peeps.
Yeah.
What do they taste like freeze-dried? Is it about the same? Do they have the same kind of flavor when they're freeze-dried?
It's slightly different, but the consistency's so far off that it really throws you out. If you're expecting any kind of soft, it's bad because you're like ah. But if you like marshmallows in general, and if you like peeps, it just enhances the flavor.
Yeah,
I'm not big on just the soft peeps. I like the crunchy peeps.
Oh no, man, I bet that's something.
I bet
else.
That's really good. Because I like the consistency of that honey.
Yeah.
Now, honey bits.
This seems like something that would be fun to watch happen. Are you able to watch this, or is it in that freezer? There's
oh yeah, we got videos on Facebook and TikTok watching stuff pop.
Yeah. I bet that's.
Does it sound like popcorn?
Some of the smaller marshmallows, when they pop, they'll throw the other ones around, and you can hear them in the machine. But other than that,
I want to hear the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear the party. Well, Skittles are supposed to be a party in your mouth. I imagine freeze-dried, they're even more of a party in your mouth.
Crunch, crunch taste.
Yeah. So, and I know that you go out to different places, too, you know, set up and things like that. Are you going to be anywhere soon, or how? Or and can you order on – you have an online platform where people can
– SweetSeesCandy.com, and we ship. So
I figured so. When you said IT, I was like, I bet this guy's already got it online where you can buy it.
They even do those peach rings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
are those
gosh.
Popular?
Oh, yeah.
I bet I would like them better like that.
They died off during the winter, but now that summer's come back around, people are starting to buy them. Those and Airheads. Airheads weren't popular over the cold months, but...
Well, Airheads are a summer.
They
thing.
Are. You know,
I don't
you
know
sit
why.
There, watch baseball, and you eat Airheads.
Yeah, it's just something about... You're right. Yeah. I agree with that totally. Can you do chewing gum? And if so, what does that do to it? Can't do chewing gum?
I don't think we've tried, but we've looked into chewing gum, and the stuff in it just won't work. Anything,
oh, okay.
So this isn't chewing gum, but anything with really high amounts of modified cornstarch, it'll just get really hard. It doesn't expand at all.
Because
all
right. It's not right.
So I was thinking,
it's not right.
I'd love to bite into a Big Red, you know.
I think we can actually do Big Reds. We just haven't figured out how to do them.
You don't like cinnamon, but yet you like Big Red.
Big Red's not real cinnamon.
Well, neither is cinnamon taffy, but
yeah,
I got a friend who asked me to make some of those, and I don't think he can eat them. He's trying to bring them back.
Oh, really? he's trying to bring them back.
Didn't work.
Randy, cough.
One guy out there, I'm bringing it back.
I made him a bag. We called it Randy's Candies. He's a Marine.
Randy's Candies.
It was made with the spicy red crayons.
So when anybody can go on and order from your website and have it shipped to you. Are you on Amazon and stuff too? Or
we're not on. We have to have a commercial kitchen to be on Amazon.
Gotcha.
So with the new place that we just bought, we're actually looking to do commercial kitchen, you know, within the next year.
Oh yeah.
And that way we can sell on Amazon, we can sell on these other places without getting in trouble. We're on the website sweetseascandy.com, and you can pick it up at any of the stores that that actually have it in there.
Yeah. I mean I didn't understand what a big deal freeze-dried candy was, but when you really start looking, it's become a whole thing. It's taken off. It's a big trend that started, and then everybody loved it. It's been – I kind of – after we had that a couple weeks ago, I kind of went down the freeze-dried rabbit hole and was like, oh, my gosh.
You'll spend days on YouTube looking at freeze-dried things.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I'm real bad to watch somebody pressure washing, too. I'm one of those people. I mean
I am too.
Yeah.
you get about halfway through the video. What have I done with my life?
Why am I watching pressure washing? And I tell you something else I can't stop watching is those where they crush things.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fun to watch.
See, that's what I imagine that this is like. You know, I imagine there's people just on there watching things get freeze-dried.
Yeah. Well, you know, the pop for the freeze-dried stuff usually happens pretty quick.
Yeah.
So within the first 10, 20 minutes, they've popped. But after that, they've got to harden.
Yeah.
So you get that huge expansion, and then it has to crystallize the sugar.
Very interesting. I mean, it's science that tastes good, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got Stephen Payton here, Sweetsies Freeze-Dried Candy. If you didn't catch that website, you can always Google Sweetsies Freeze-Dried Candy.
Put a Z in there. Sweet Z-I-E-S. Sweet Z-I-E-S.
And order yourself some. Or you can send it to people all over the world if you want to, straight from their website. Of course, look for them at local stores and festivals and things like that. Stephen, man, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it. All that stuff's very good.
Anytime.
Love
Thank
it.
You. Thanks for having me.